Imagine being caught in the crossfire of a racial discrimination case where you're hired for your skills, but you're judged for your skin. In this episode of Top Priority Chronicles, I'll take you inside a tense investigation where personal responsibility, impartiality, and managing the weight of others' projections became just as important as uncovering the truth. When emotions run high, how do you stay neutral in the face of misplaced blame? Let's find out on episode 3 of Top Priority Chronicles. Welcome back to episode 3 of Top Priority Chronicles. Thank you for joining me again. Today's title is Racial Discrimination. Which side are you on? My name is Jamie Carr, and I am an African-American private investigator here in the state of Oregon. And this podcast is all about me sharing wisdom from previous investigation stories. So, thank you for joining. Today's core theme, I'm going to be talking about personal responsibility, the importance of maintaining impartiality, and managing projections of others. Today's case that I'm examining is just as I stated for the previous two, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. So today's case is about a racial discrimination case that had been filed. I was hired by the attorney of the defendant's side. So the person who filed the claim was of African-American descent, and they had filed a claim against a business claiming the business had discriminatory practices. I was hired by the attorney of the defendant to interview one specific witness. The witness was an African-American male, and they had not had any luck being able to make contact with this male prior to my involvement. So when hired, the attorney did explain to me that I had been hired because I was an African-American. I was okay with that. I didn't take any offense to that, because as an African-American getting into dealing with our criminal justice system, to be honest, that is a big part of why I did get into this field, because I know that people of color, when we are experiencing the law, there is a sense of relief of seeing someone that looks like you operating in the system. Sometimes you are disappointed because you may have expectations about the outcome, but just seeing a person of color is sometimes, it can be a relief, or it can be, sometimes it makes witnesses open up a little more just behind sharing the same culture. So initially it was next to a challenge to make contact with the witness by phone. If I'm recalling correctly, I don't think I got any responses from my calls to the witness. So eventually I made a cold call, which in my investigating field means you show up unannounced. You have the address, you show up. This address had basically we call it a fenced or a gated community. And that usually means when you cannot access the person's front door from the front of the building. You actually had to gain entrance into the building by someone letting you in. On this particular occasion, I was let into the building by another resident. I was able to access the witness's front door. So upon knocking on his door, he answered. He was willing to speak, and we talked. He basically let me know that he had witnessed racial discrimination in the business, and he was in support of the plaintiff's claim. The challenge with this witness is that he did not want to testify. He did not want to go to court, and he did not want to contact the defendant's attorney. And just in speaking with him, it sounded like he was very triggered He was really upset and he was personally offended about the case. He was offended about being asked to be a witness. After our interview and after asking the gentleman if he wanted to would be a witness, he declined. He then asked me at the end of the case, why would I take such a case if you're a black woman and you know that they were discriminating against a black woman? Whose side are you on? That question really took me back because I hadn't thought about it prior to. And I didn't think it was a question that needed to be asked. Nonetheless, the witness thought it was very much a question that needed to be asked. And he was very much offended by me as being a black woman and knowing that the only reason he responded was because I was a black woman and, you know, why I would take on such a case. I explained to this gentleman that as a fact-finding investigator, it is my role to be impartial to both sides. As a woman taking on a racial discrimination case, it would be a huge injustice for me to automatically assume that, to take sides. It is important for me to collect the facts. If I assumed the racial discrimination case was right and I began to be getting my feelings about it, it does affect how you do your job. I would then be biased and it would hamper or impact the way you move forward in your job. It affects the questions you ask. Sometimes it means that you don't even have to ask questions because you already assume what they're alleging is true. But it is very important as a fact-finding investigator. The client is the attorney. So it's very important that when you are hired, you are able to go back to the person who hired you and give a clear-cut picture of what the witness relayed. And so that's exactly what I did. And I explained that to the client. Upon leaving, the client was, again, very offended that I was taking on this case. And what I took away from it is that he was attempting to project his feelings of guilt of not wanting to testify upon me. And what I let the witness know is that it is his personal choice whether he chooses to testify or not. But he has a personal responsibility that if he witnessed wrongdoing, if no one else was a witness to it, it was up to him to support
the plaintiff.
Oftentimes when you're involved in a case that has emotional attachment to it or some emotional feelings, there can sometimes be a trap set where people want to make you feel responsible for their decision or actions. So the first lesson that I learned in this is that not everyone will step up when needed, but that does not mean that it's my burden to carry. So whether this witness stood up or not, that was not my job. My job was to collect the information and pass it back on, which was, yes, there is more evidence that supports your client, that supports your client did the wrong thing. And that was my job, and I delivered on that. Lesson two is you need to understand that some individuals project their fears and discomforts onto you. You have to be aware and alert when someone is attempting to shift blame for something that has nothing to do with you. Sometimes if you're not aware, you can walk away and emotionally feel burdened by somebody else's choice. And as a fact-finding investigator, you have a personal responsibility to yourself to be aware of yourself so you know when that is happening. And I was able to, what I did afterwards is I had to check in with a couple of people to kind of brainstorm and talk through the situation, and where I was able to identify there was two different things going on. First off, there was my own personal feelings about discrimination, which I had to keep separate from this case. And then the second was this gentleman's and also my own feelings about this gentleman's role as a witness in whether he was getting involved or not. And I needed to keep those issues separate. If you're not able to keep those issues separate, sometimes they can make you second guess your role and make you feel pressure to take sides. And that is very important to be an effective investigator, that you remain impartial to both sides. You are just, in a sense, coming in to observe and to take away and give information from your observations. I'd like to offer a few tips of what I did to maintain emotionally being ground during that conversation, because this gentleman was getting pretty elevated. Although he didn't start yelling, he did stand up and his voice did go up a few octaves. I had to remind myself that I was at work, and I also had to remind myself that his reactions weren't personally geared toward me. It was really his way of handling what he was going through. That was really at the forefront of my brain. I needed to support him and what he was going through, and it wasn't about me. As a fact-finding investigator, my job is to uncover the facts, just the facts. As a fact-finding investigator, it is imperative that you remain objective and that you do not give in to the subjective nature of some cases that are a lot more personal or impact issues that may maybe trigger you, trigger past experiences, or trigger negative feelings inside of you. As a private investigator and one that has, you know, running my own company, me getting future jobs is really dependent on word of mouth. In this line of work, you get most of the work from referrals from other attorneys or other investigators. And so it was very imperative to the success of my business to be an effective and impartial investigator. And so I needed to make sure that the judgment of this witness did not allow me to put my business in jeopardy. Also, the importance of maintaining impartiality allows you to not skew the results that you've received at the end. When I had to display the information back to the attorney, I also relayed to him the question that was posed to me. And it sounded like the attorney became apologetic, and he was apologetic about the circumstance that I was in. But for me, it was a wake-up call, because this is the line of work that I want to do. And although I have great trauma in my past around experiencing racism, having my own personal experiences and feelings about discrimination, that was not my job. And I need to, as a business owner, be able to effectively complete my job without my own personal biases and feelings getting in the way. That is how you get future referrals. That is how you are able to view yourself in a professional lens, saying, was I able to get the job done, and did my own subjective views get in the way of my work? I also want to highlight how not taking care of yourself, or how sometimes how jobs can trigger your own mental health, and how sometimes being able to, it's the importance of checking in with others, having support people on standby that you can call, that you can talk through these issues. So when things come up, you don't walk away taking them at face value, and taking somebody else's interpretation and allowing them to rest on you, but you're able to sort through those things, figure out what part of that you played, and what's the greatest lesson for you moving forward. And what that was for me is, just because we share the same skin color does not mean we always share the same outlook or outcome. And if I were in that gentleman's shoes, I would have been willing to stand up and be a witness, because that is the only way you stand up against discrimination, is by calling it out and being not being afraid to speak out on it. And what I got from the witness was that he was very much afraid. He was afraid of the system. He was afraid of maybe his past experience of discrimination that probably came back to haunt him by this experience. And so, again, I just want to encourage, because I think this lesson is widespread, is not specific to investigators, it's not specific to small business owners. This is really lifelong lessons that are applicable to all, that if you're a witness to something that has been a disservice to someone else, you have a personal responsibility. Now, whether you use it or not, it's totally up to you, but it is not fair to place that blame at someone else's feet when you are the person that has the ability to act. I also want to reiterate the importance of not bearing the responsibility for someone else's choices. It is not up to us to get someone else to act. When you are called for a job, if your job is in conflict with your personal feelings, that's one thing. And that's not something I experienced on this case. I was not called to ask my feelings about discrimination. I think it's wrong, and that's why it was in court and someone was being sued for it. And what they were doing is doing their due diligence to see what evidence is out there against their witness. And a lot of the times, collecting that evidence equips the attorney on how to move forward next. So whether they're going to go try this in trial because there's not a lot of evidence against them, or should they settle outside of court? A lot of the times that is what the attorney is gathering evidence to determine. I also want to reiterate how maintaining impartiality, whether it be on the job, whether it be in a family, between any conflict, that you maintain your not picking sides, because it allows you to be able to see where balls and strikes are being thrown on both sides. If you pick a side, you immediately become softened to the other side, and you may choose to ignore or not address certain truths because you've already expressed a bias to one side. I like to, for all the listeners, to be able to reflect on how you handle situations where you are called for a duty and someone places their responsibility back on you. How would you handle that? How do you take care of yourself is really the main question. How do you take care of your business if you're a small business owner? How do you make sure that you're not putting yourself in the line of fire by getting involved in an emotionally charged situation? Lastly, I want to just thank you all again for tuning in with Top Priority for our third episode. And I am, again, a private investigator here in Oregon. I love to connect. If you have any feedback, if you have any ideas for future episodes, I am always looking for great ideas. I'm also collecting names and ideas for people who'd like to tell their story on my podcast. So please feel free to comment, share what you're doing to take care of yourself, because a lot of the times some folks are just getting, you know, learning how to take care of ourselves because it wasn't demonstrated for us growing up. So if you have ways of what you do to take care of yourself, please list it in the comments and feel free to share any upcoming ideas, or if you'd be willing to be interviewed for an upcoming podcast episode. This is Jamie Carr with Top Priority Investigations, signing out. Peace.